Salut, mes amis. That's French, in case you need to know. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible every single day of the year and verse by verse. And right now we're going through Luke chapter 1 in the Amplified Version, and I'm so excited to share these verses with you because they're so inspiring. And I think we forget just all the backstory of the story of Christmas, and so it's really great to be reading about Elizabeth and Zacharias. So here we go. We're in chapter 1, verses 16 through 20. In the Amplified Bible, it says this. He, this is referring to John the Baptist, he will turn many of the sons of Israel back from sin to love and serve the Lord their God. It is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, which is to seek and submit to the will of God, in order to make ready a people perfectly prepared, spiritually and morally, for the Lord. And Zacharias said to the angel, "How will I be certain of this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in age." The angel replied and said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand and minister in the very presence of God, and I have been sent by him to speak to you and bring you this good news. Listen carefully. You will be continually silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe what I told you. But my words will be fulfilled at their proper time. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, as I think about John the Baptist and what his job was to turn many back to the Lord, to love and to serve, I pray that today would be a day where we would spend time with you and love and serve you. Help us to understand even what that means. What does it mean to love you, Lord? And as I've read through the Old and New Testament many times, it really means just to obey you. And as the old hymn says, to trust and obey, because there's no better way. And so, Lord, teach us today to trust you. And we choose to obey you, even in the hard stuff, even when it hurts us, even when it doesn't make any logical sense, that we would follow you and do what you are doing, what you are asking us in our lives. Lord, I do pray today for those who are fathers. I pray that you would turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children. And I pray that you would turn the hearts of children back to their fathers. Would you bring reconciliation to children and fathers today? And that maybe this Christmas would not be a Christmas where there's discord between father and children, but that there would be healing and love and forgiveness and reconciliation. We acknowledge that you are the one that brings that about. We trust you for that. Lord, help us to seek and to submit to your will. We want to be perfectly prepared spiritually and morally for you today. Lord, help us to remember that you are great. And I prayed this a couple of days ago about your greatness, but I forget it and I need to remind myself again. You see us, you are creating a plan, and in the process of creating a worldwide plan of every human that has ever walked this earth, you've got everybody's stories in your hand and you're weaving it into some sort of master story that I don't understand. And I know that Zacharias must have felt that way too, because he was like, "I don't know, Gabriel. I know you're standing in the presence of God and everything, but I'm old and my wife is old and I cannot figure this one out." So Lord, I pray for those today who are in that same predicament, maybe not with fertility issues, but just looking at a situation thinking, "I don't know, Lord. I don't see how that's ever going to work." Teach us to have the faith that we need to trust you, to believe that you are big, to believe that you can do the impossible, to really forsake all of our pessimism for the sake of trusting that you are working things out, both to will and to work for your good pleasure. Lord, help us to stand in the presence of God, the very presence of God, just as Gabriel talked about. Lord, Help us to revere you, to praise you, to sing to you, especially as we consider what you have done in the incarnation coming up for Christmas. Prepare our hearts to celebrate you better this year with peace, without all that frenetic activity, but with the settled, beautiful peace. And I pray this in the Prince of Peace's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And as I said before, I'm trying to think of some ways where I can actually pray for you on the spot on the podcast. So if you think of any ideas, let me know. You can always email me at mary@marriedmuth.com. And also just considering kind of the crazy idea of making this an app so that people can have access to it at any time, and all sorts of positive things going on with that. So I don't know. We'll see. It's a dream. We'll see what God does. And I hope you have an amazing December 4th, and you are beautifully and wildly and especially loved by your Father in heaven. Rest there.